Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, March 10th, 2024 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Mondy is offering to buy rival D.S. Smith for $6.57 billion. Also making headlines this past week, Kruger has announced an investment. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, March 8th, at 55.44, up 25 points or 0.4% from the March 1st close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 3-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were D.S. Smith, gaining 9.9%, followed by Graphic Packaging, up 7.38%. The biggest decliner for the week was Quad Graphics, down 10.4%. Over the past year, Boise Cascade has been the top performer, gaining 99%. While the deepest decliner was Nine Dragons, down by 44%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 1%, while the PM40 is up 2.8%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline London, British packaging firm Mondi offers to buy rival D.S. Smith for $6.57 billion. Mondi reached an agreement in principle for an all-share offer to buy smaller rival D.S. Smith for £5.14 billion, which translates to $6.57 billion U.S. dollars, to create a paper and packaging giant worth more than £10 billion in market value. The terms of the deal represent an implied value of 373 pence per DS Smith share, with Mondee shareholders owning 54% of the enlarged Mondee Group. Quote, "The combination is an exciting opportunity to create a pan-European industry leader in paper-based sustainable packaging solutions," the company said in a joint statement. Paper packaging firms have suffered from low volumes and prices in the past year as consumers destocked among tough market conditions. They had seen a pandemic sales boom before that on e-commerce demand as online shopping took off. The company said the deal would benefit both shareholders with increased exposure to structural growth trends in sustainable packaging and highly complementary geographic footprint, creating a leading player in the corrugated packaging market across Europe. Now, the purchase price represents a 33% premium to DS Smith's closing share price at 281 pence on February 7th, a day before Mondee announced the preliminary bid. Mondee's offer marks the second recent multi-billion-dollar attempt at consolidation in the paper and packaging industry. Rival Smurfit Kappa is buying WestRock in an $11 billion deal that is expected to close in July of this year, 2024. Dateline New York. Irving Forest Products acquires Mill Services operations in Cobleskill, New York. Never heard of that place. Irving Forest Products, which operates sawmills in Ashland and Dixfield, Maine, announced the acquisition of Mill Services Incorporated's value-added operation in Cobleskill, New York. Now, the mill boasts a 100,000-square-foot facility on a 15-acre plot with warehouses to protect products from the elements. For the past 20 years, Mill Services Incorporated has worked with low-grade pine lumber and offered quality products with the help of the Home Depot to homeowners and contractors throughout the Northeast. Cobleskill Value Added transforms low-grade pine into several products, including primed finger joints for use in interior and exterior applications, bevel siding, primed and unprimed, barnwood siding, and other niche products. These value-added products come in a variety of paint finish options, from latex to oil-based. That's a good thing, I guess. Cobleskill Value-Added currently employs 65 folks with an intention to grow the workforce in the coming years.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Slovakia. Mondee extends paper capacity in narrow reels at its mill in Rozumberok, Slovakia. Mondee recently put a new slitting and rewinding unit into operation at its Slovak paper mill in Rozumberok. The equipment allows for an extended capacity in narrow reels, thus complementing Mondee's portfolio offering, the company said. Here comes a quote, quote, "We want to give our customers supply security for their paper needs in folio and various reel widths, and for this, we needed to extend our narrow reel capacity," explained Baron Karenzer, marketing and sales director at Mondee Uncoated Fine Paper. The extended portfolio allows Mondee to service customers, especially in the professional printing and converting sectors. Narrow reels are used, for example, for print applications or converted into envelopes or writing pads.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitello Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Gatineau, Quebec. Kruger Products announces increase to production capacity with a $14.5 million investment. Kruger Products Incorporated, a company in which KP Tissues Incorporated has a limited interest, announced a major increase in its production of Scotties facial tissues at its Richelieu plant in Gatineau, Quebec. The announcement was made in the presence of Christopher Skeet, the Quebec Minister for the Economy, Suzanne Tremblay, the member of the National Assembly for Hull, and Michael Mansau, Senior Vice President and General Manager of Consumer Products of Kruger Products in Canada. Through this expansion project, which received investments totaling $14.5 million and created 16 jobs, Kruger Products commissioned a new facial tissue converting line at its Richelieu plant in November of 2023. The additional equipment will increase the production of facial tissue by 25%. It's a pretty big jump, folks. Another component of the project will be rolled out at the Laurier plant, also in Gatineau, where new equipment will collect tissue production residues. With a view to the circular economy, the residues will be repulped for the manufacture of value-added products. This component, which is expected to be completed by June of 2025, will also enable the Laurier and Richelieu plants to increase their productivity. Investment Quebec provided support for the project in the form of a $7.27 million loan granted under the ESSOR program. Dateline Australia, Nippon subsidiary Opal announces plan to cut 220 jobs in Australia and New Zealand. One of Australia's largest paper and packaging companies has told workers it plans to cut 220 jobs across its Australian and New Zealand businesses. Opal is the local subsidiary of Japanese paper giant Nippon, and it runs a paper production mill at Maryville in Victoria's Latrobe Valley. It also operates a stationery manufacturer in the Melbourne suburb of Preston and has a site in Botany, New South Wales, which produces containerboard. The announcement comes after 200 jobs were cut at the company's Maryville mill when it ceased white paper production in December of 2022. In a statement to staff, Opal chief executive Chris Nangarara blamed the decision to axe the jobs on a series of unplanned challenges, including COVID-19 and rising energy costs. He also said market disruptions from the company's decision to cease white paper production at the Maryville mill site were continuing to severely impact Opal's financial performance, compounding this unnecessary complexity and inefficiencies existed across Opal, Nangarara said in a statement. According to the statement, the measures to improve Opal's performance will affect the entire company. An Opal spokesperson said the company was reviewing its organization structure across salary roles as a result of challenges that had affected its profitability. Dateline Mumbai, India. UPM raffle attack opens a new slitting and distribution terminal in Mumbai, India. UPM raffle attack has opened a new slitting and distribution terminal in Mumbai, India. The new Mumbai terminal, operational since February, will soon see the addition of another slitting machine. Its strategic center location extends UPM raffle attack's reach across the country. Quote, the new terminal improves our competitiveness and thus betters positions UPM raffle attack as one of the leading label suppliers in India, says Suraj Vallashah, County Manager of India, UPM raffle attack. With the new Mumbai terminal opening, UPM raffle attack's existing terminal in Bangalore, India, will be closed by the end of March of 2024. UPM raffle attack offers high-quality self-adhesive paper and film products, including label materials, graphics solutions, and removable self-adhesive products. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Sweden. Sodra to invest in green energy generation at its Morum pulp mill in Sweden. Sodra has decided to invest in a new condensing turbine at its pulp mill at Morum, which will increase the country of Blekinge's electricity, the county of Blekinge's electricity generation by 20%. The investment, amounting to several hundreds of millions of Swedish kroner, is a major and important step for Sodra in strengthening competitiveness by utilizing more of the raw wood material from family forestry and thereby increasing the profitability of forest estates. The condensing turbine will optimize the energy yield from the process by generating more electricity from the same amount of raw material. the amount of electricity supplied by Sodra Selmorum will reduce the need to import electricity from fossil fuel powers for its Blekingekers grid. It will also deliver continuous and weather-independent electricity to the grid, which will improve stability. The new turbine will be placed in a new turbine hall on Sodra's industrial site, and it's scheduled for operation by mid-2026. Dayline China, Huhtamäki, to close two production sites in China, and 154 employees are affected. Huhtamäki is planning to consolidate the production footprint in China in the Fiber Food Service Europe Asia Oceania segment and will close its production sites in Tianjin and Shanghai by the end of the second quarter of 2024. The production will be transferred to the manufacturing site in Guangzhou. Additionally, Huhtamäki continues production at the site in Zhengzhou. The decision affects 154 folks in the two sites. Huhtamäki will support the impacted employees and provide assistance in finding new employment. The announcement change is part of Hudamaki's program to accelerate strategy implementation, which was announced in November of 2023, expected to materially support the profitability of Huhtamäki with efficiency improvements leading to the savings of approximately 100 million euros over the next 3 years. Dayline Wisconsin, UFP Industries expands with a new packaging unit in Wisconsin. UFP Industries UFPI affiliate UFP Packaging inaugurated a new production facility and break room in Warrens, Wisconsin. The 11,840 square foot production facility and 2,400 square foot break room mark a significant expansion, allowing UFP Packaging to enhance its wood packaging offerings and accommodate up to 12 additional staff members. This expansion is strategic for UFP Industries, strengthening its position in the packaging industry. The new facility increases manufacturing space to approximately 40,000 square feet, enabling heightened production capacity to meet growing demand. Moreover, the collaboration with Quest Design and Millwork, another UFP affiliate, underscores the company's commitment to quality and innovation. The custom-designed break room not only provides a modern, comfortable space for employees, but it also showcases the craftsmanship and capabilities of UFP Industries' subsidiaries. Sounds like one heck of a break room. I wish I could see it. The investment in Warrens reflects UFP's industry's dedication to growth and operational excellence, the company said. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.